We're going to come from the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 29 and 30 through 39. Chapter 1, verse 29. And I'm going to touch bases on this now, and I may finish it up next week on this. And I just want to get it started briefly. And it's talking about prayer, four levels of prayer. And this is a passage as Mark records it in verse 29. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and they tell him of her, talking about Jesus. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted up her, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. That's a key word. Keep that in your notes. In verse 32, and at evening, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils, and all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they found him, and they said unto him, all men seek for thee. And keep that in mind, because in this passage, Jesus began to pray, and he began to perform miracles. And miracles is something that should not be a foreign thing to us as believers. It was always for the unbelievers that he performed miracles that made it new to them. And that's a very interesting passage. And when you deal with the Gospel of Mark, the beginning, it means simply the beginning. The word gospel literally signifies good news, and particularly the good tidings respecting the way of salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ. Some have understood the word gospel here to mean history or life, the beginning of this history. But Mark says nothing of the early life of our Savior. The word gospel here has reference rather to the preaching of John, an account of which immediately follows and means the beginning of the good news or annunciation respecting the Messiah. It was very customary thus to prefix a title to a book. And so it had high regards, and Mark particularly dealt with the miracles and the actions of Jesus Christ. And Mark is part of the synoptic gospels that we understand, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, meaning simply it's a correlation with those different gospels. And John stands alone, talks about more of the power, the revelation knowledge. And when you deal with the synoptic gospels, you're dealing with Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And so Mark is, as he records the healing of Jesus Christ and how he performed it, it all started through prayer. And it wasn't a foreign thing to Jesus, but we're dealing with a society at this time that have not seen the magnificent things come to pass at this time in a life. And miracles haven't been performed over a span of 400 years. They haven't, they just heard about certain things. But you're dealing with a society, you're dealing with a nation that have not seen the things that Jesus was doing. And one thing that we want to understand about prayer is it's a direct line from heaven to earth. And so it's, we have to understand that in Jeremiah chapter 1, he said that he knew us before we was even in our mother's womb. He called us into existence before the foundations of this earth. And so we have to understand that when we get here, we were already wrapped in prayer. We was already wrapped in dialogue. And all we're doing is continue our dialogue with our Lord and Savior. It's a communication. It's not a deep subject on a matter. And so we have to understand, in prayer is communicating and opening up the line of communication with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then you have to understand that it's a channel directly to God, and he's giving you the revelation and a direction for prayer. So it's something that he's already said to you that you're just saying back to him, and now you two are in agreement with what he already said, and then that's when we begin to see the manifestations of our his word come to pass in our life. And so, you know, I just wanted to open that up briefly to you and I today, and that's what we'll be going forth in prayer as we open up our 21 days, and as you begin to join the prayer line and join us in prayer. And we're going to continue to talk about that, because I believe prayer is a very significant aspect of life. And so for you that don't know how to pray, I want to start off by introducing you to the Lord Jesus Christ by accepting him in your life. And for the believers, I want you to join us in prayer, and you understand the kingdom principles of prayer as we go through this journey in this life. And for those that's unbelieving, I want you to pray with me today. If you haven't accepted Jesus in your life as your Lord and Savior, and you're looking for a better relationship, you've been in the slumps, you've been depressed, you've been broken, you've been hurt, somebody walked away from you, I want you to accept Jesus in your life so you can begin to have that dialogue with him. And so he begin to give you revelations of your life. So I want you to repeat this after me if you're out there and if you need Jesus. I just want you to say, Lord Jesus, I ask for you to come in my life as my Lord and personal Savior. I ask that you forgive me of all of my sins. I ask that you forgive me, and I repent, and I believe that you raised from the dead on the third day. And I want to get to know you better. And I'm asking that you will come and give me revelation knowledge about me. And if you ask him those things, I believe that he released that to you. Please join us on Sunday, every Sunday at 12 noon. And Thursday night, Bible study will start at 7:30. And we will be concluding at 8:30, 9 o'clock max. And also, I also admonish you to get those two CDs from last year, Revival for Bishop Noel Jones and Bishop Clarence McClendon. Just give us a call at 877-228-5100. Again, 877-228-5100. Please give us a call. We'd love to get those CDs to you and DVDs for you on prayer. And I thank you for listening. God bless you, and I will see you soon. And at this time, I just want to bring my wife back in to give a general prayer for our listeners out there. And honey, would you come in and join me in this prayer?
Yes, yes. Well, let us all pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we want to thank you and we praise you this day, oh God, for what you have done. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for those that are struggling even right now in the close of 2015, that have endured many situations that have brought them to a state of confusion, a state of depression, a state of not knowing whether to put the next foot in front of the other. But God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you come in and touch them right now, where they may be, in their home, in their car, on their job, whatever the situation may be. Oh God, go and touch and heal the situation right now. Father, we know that you have put a healing salve and a balm out there, oh God, to heal the wounded and the broken, Father. And Lord, we're just trusting that it will be done, for we do plan to transition over to 2016 in promise, over to 2016 in greatness, over to 2016, a greater level of servitude to mankind, a greater level of agreement with your word and your will for our lives. And so, God, we count it done in Jesus' matchless name. And let everyone say amen. amen and amen.
Amen. I want to thank you, Pastor Johnson and Pastor Carolyn Johnson, for coming into the studio and bringing us a word from the Lord today, and for bringing us the Empowered Talk with Bishop Gary Johnson, Jr.
Amen. Thank you very much, Minister Slade. And again,